I'm Dan Orlovsky. When I'm looking for safety, I always take the extra steps and listen to Chris and Case on the Detroit Lions podcast.
Lions with it, second and goal from the 8, down 6, but on the move. Chris, working from the gun, looks out to the right, now checks out that Viking defense. Takes the snap, back to pass, looks right, got Case in the end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions! That's it, packs the bag, starts the plane, this game is over. How big is that?
And now it's time to start the Detroit Lions podcast.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions podcast. Your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection. And now, two guys who run a 4-minute 40, Chris and Case.
Hey, howdy ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions podcast. We're all the way up to episode 145 for your listening pleasure. We are the official Detroit Lions podcast for Reddit. I am your host, Chris, the dashing host at that. And with me is my good friend and co-host, Case. How you doing, my man?
Good, Chris. You might not guess it from that intro, but Chris is actually a really humble guy, and he didn't want me to talk about this. We are actually broadcasting live from South Korea. Little known to, you know, very inner circle here, but I'm putting it out there. I'm getting us out of the closet here. We are a pair for the Winter Olympics for the figure skating event. Just so you guys know, we have our hearts set on a good performance here. So watch out for that.
Yeah, and be sure to look for us and root for us. Let folks, you know, we feed on those crowd cheers. So share your love with us out in the ice. All right. In the meantime, in today's show, we're going to talk about Le'Veon Bell's chances in Detroit. We're going to talk about the tire trap. We're going to let you know about the naughty free peeps, those guys over there, or that guy over there. We're going to talk about some upcoming key dates in the NFL and a whole lot more. We got a great show lined up. Case, you ready to go, my man?
I'm ready, Chris, but if you drop me again, I swear, my ass is all black and blue.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right, it's time for a couple of quick announcements. First, the show schedule. You know, we did it on the Twitter. We let people know. Case put a post up in the subreddit as well. We're doing a little bit of a break. It's that time of year where we can get some time in for ourselves, our family, kind of regen. But it isn't all just sitting around and playing with ourselves. I mean, we've got some big plans coming up. And that draft party that we do every year for the NFL draft, get ready, because this is going to be better, bigger, and more amazing than ever. I don't think you guys have seen anything quite like this before. So we're doing some work and upgrading some stuff for the show for you guys. Our next show will drop right around the 28th of February, and then we'll be back on the regular schedule. So thank you guys for allowing us a small break. Effectively, you're missing one show. We're getting a week off, but there's just a gap here between shows. Make sure to check us out and help us out on Patreon. Special thanks to Dylan from
Pyeongchang.
And Michael, Matt, Eric, Joel, Nick, Noodle, Jeffrey, Brendan, Benjamin, Justin, John, Ross, Matthew, Morgan, Peter, Randy, Matt G, Kalen, Scott, Greg, Lucas, David, Richard, Bryce, Chuck Nasty, Fight Me, Case, Mike K, Flounder, Rishis, Ryan, Zach, Gina, Miak, Malcolm, Dan, Gary, Peter Von, Pattis, Skyler, Mario, Lucas, Tim, Nicholas, Jesse, Pilo, Wings Fan 1, Jason, Ryan, Cameron, Paul, Taylor, Adam, Ken F., and of course, our very first donor, Mathis. Want to give a shout out. Thanks to the note there, Dalaxy. Also, want to call out some of our newest patrons. Guy Stuck in Wildcat Blue, Neil, Nathaniel, and Lance, a big pledge. Thanks a lot, man. Got him up on via Twitter. Lastly, Brian B. from the band I Prevail, iprevailband.com. Check them out. They've got the awesome, awesome tunes that you have to check out. If you'd like to join the crew, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, or go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com, click on that Patreon link, and get yourself signed up. Even $1 a month will get you access to some of the extra content we're doing. And that is actually one of the things we're doing while we're kind of shut down here. We still have that need to babble a little bit, and we're going to be putting together some bonus content for the Patreon people. So if you want to get access to that, make sure to join the Patreon club, and you'll get a link as soon as it goes live, exclusively for those who help out on Patreon. Make sure to give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast. Also, check us out on Twitter at DETLionsPodcast, DETLionsPodcast. It's the very best place to see Case.
In my nice new spandex.
Ooh. Rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find us. Let us know. Let folks know. Give us a 5-star review and let them know how great this show is and how much you love it. Also, give us a call via Skype at Detroit Lions Podcast. That's one word, Detroit Lions Podcast. Or give us a call on the Lions line, 929-33-LIONS. It's 929-335-4667. Leave us a message and you get a chance to hear yourself on the show.
Tighten your chin straps, kids. It's time to review This Week in Reddit.
All right, it's time to talk about the fun and exciting things going down this week in Reddit. And, well, I got word, Case, that Le'Veon Bell's welcome parade is already being planned. At what point should we expect him to arrive in the D?
Any day now. There's been a lot of discussion, and there will probably continue to be a lot of discussion revolving around Le'Veon Bell and you know, if he were to actually hit free agency, which it's probably unlikely at this point, but who knows. In the subreddit about the feasibility and how what his impact would be if he was brought to Detroit and how, you know, his cap hit would impact the team overall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm actually not going to go into that. I think he's a good player, but I also just in general would prefer to steer away from veteran running backs as opposed to just drafting them. But that's not what I'm want to talk about at the moment. What I want to talk about is how likely this front office would be to make a move like that. And I think that is kind of what's been lost in this whole thing. And I made a comment on the subs, so some of you may have seen that. I don't know. Basically, the idea is if you go back through Patriots history, through the time that both Quinn and Patricia were with that team, and really look, they are a team that does not spend any money whatsoever at the running back position compared to, you know, the league as a whole. Now, I'm not suggesting that everything that Patricia and Quinn are going to do is going to be directly out of that, you know, out of that philosophy, but I think that if you're trying to make an educated guess on moves they might make, that's the best place to start looking. And there's only been one year in the past, I think it was 10 years. I did some research. SportTrack only listed team spending contracts in a single sheet for me for the last like 7 years. So I didn't go much beyond that. If you look through that time, there's only one season in which the Patriots have even spent more than $4 million on a single running back in any given year. There were only two seasons other than that where they spent more than $2 million on a single giving running back. Most years you're looking at the Patriots paying guys, you know, around $1 million each for their running backs. And that's like just what it shows you is that they prefer scheme fit. And if you actually go in and look, like, that's over generalization, but if you actually go in and look specifically at the players they had, it shows you that what they valued was scheme fit over, you know, a top end talent at that position. They valued guys who did their job, you know, obviously that being the cliche with the Patriots at that particular position more than maybe any other position other, you know, and they maybe you could look at the way they've treated their wide receiver position in a very similar manner. But just in general, it's not a position where they've poured tons and tons of capital into. They've been extremely frugal, whereas they've spent draft capital and money on defense and offensive line and those kind of things. I don't think you can say that you can expect Patricia and Quinn to follow that exact same route. I think that going completely the other direction and setting a new market for the running back, similar to how the Lions set a new market with wide receiver for Calvin Johnson, which was a disaster of a contract.
They just set a ceiling that nobody else reached, right?
Right. They tried to set a new market, and then nobody else followed them. I think if they tried to do the same thing with Le'Veon Bell, they'd be falling into the same trap, and we'd be looking back 2 years from now like, oh, God, that was a horrible decision. I think they're much too conservative in terms of their cap usage to go after a player like Le'Veon Bell. So any discussion of what impact he might have is probably moot, just because it's so unlikely in my eyes that is a move that these two guys would be willing to make.
No, I don't disagree with your take on that at all. I don't think they're going to bring Le'Veon in. I don't think they're even going to look at him. I think that running backs are not what they used to be. They're cheaper in this league. There's not such a premium on them. It just doesn't make sense to pay money on a guy who's got that kind of mileage on his body. They just don't last long enough anymore.
Now, I will say this, and I agree with you. I do think that we're going to see the running back market tick up a notch. In terms of the free agents who are out there right now are probably going to get more than these same guys would have gotten a few years ago.
Oh, for sure. The salary cap's going on, right?
And I won't be totally shocked if we do go out and get a guy like Carlos Hyde or Isaiah Crowell or any of the other guys who are available. That's not going to blow my mind. I just don't think that they're going to reach so far beyond what I think is, a prominent philosophy for these guys to go get a guy like Le'Veon Bell and to totally, dismantle the cap in order to do so.
Yeah. You're going to be able to tell the more poorly managed teams. They're the ones that are doing that. So
generally speaking.
Yeah. Let's talk about another position where this one's, I call it the tire trap. It's about Tyre Whitehead. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to be, the question is, do you re-sign him? Do you let him go? And like I say, Brandon, one of our writers, DetroitLionsPodcast.com, Brandon Knapp, he's doing great work. He's really, really grown as a writer. I got to tell you, I really like his stuff now. But he did a good article on Tyre Whitehead and whether to re-sign him or not. And I have to say, I agree with his conclusion, and it may not. I want to see what your take is, Case, because you may not feel the same way. I think, as does Brandon, that he's worth re-signing, particularly because on the outside he does well. We don't want him in the middle. We know that. We don't really want him in coverage. We know that. But he played DE in college. He's a guy that could bring a lot, I think. He did well rushing when he was in that role last season. I think he could bring a lot to this kind of hybrid model defense, and I think he'd be a decent fit in there. I don't think he's going to be super expensive to re-sign. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of fight for that. And frankly, we're not in a luxurious position of having a lot of talent to throw around, and letting him go kind of puts us at a disadvantage because we've got to sign even more on the defensive side of the ball. So I'll stop there and I'll let you kind of tell me I'm an idiot or maybe not. I don't know. I don't even know what you think about this.
I'm super torn, to be honest with you. And the bottom line is, what's he going to cost to re-sign? And what are the options to replace him? There's one guy out there that I would absolutely freaking love them to sign, and that's Nigel Bradham from the Eagles. And if they did that, Tahir is expendable. And then you ask other questions about things like, I should tease real quick, for any Patreon people, I'm going to be in the next few days here. I'm going to put out a little extra snippet on our free agents. Not who I want the team to sign, from other teams, but all the guys that we have and whether or not I think they'll be re-signed and, et cetera. Anyway, so Nigel Bradham, I want him so bad. And if they did that, he would make Tahir expendable, and it would immediately upgrade the position in a very meaningful way. Now, having said that, my question about Whitehead now is there is a limited free agency pool for linebackers. And I feel like in terms of the draft lately too, that has not been a position of strength coming out of the draft. And especially when you look at a thing like Reuben Foster, you know, it looked like maybe linebackers were, you know, a strength, and then, you know, that happened, and Jared Davis had a mediocre rookie year, and I can't even, the guy who went to the Cardinals, son of a bitch, the guy we really wanted. I did this with Reuben Foster the last time we talked, and now I can't say this other name either. But you guys all know who I'm talking about, so I'm just going to leave it at that. It all, you know, it had mediocre seasons, and it feels like this is like almost the way we've seen offensive linemen over the last several years really struggle coming into the league. I feel like maybe that's where we're at with linebackers. So I think premium is going to be on anybody who can start for a minute here. So I'm wondering if Whitehead isn't going to get more money than we maybe think. But here's the flip side of that coin. Like I said, I'm torn. I'm okay with them moving on from him if they have a good option. But at the same time, I am also really looking forward to, because I think it's his real strength, what Patricia can do with the guys we have. And I do think that while Whitehead is a liability big time in coverage, watching and anybody who thinks that Kyle Van Noy was a stud with the Patriots is delusional. And there aren't, you know, Pats fans will tell you the same thing. They do not trust him whatsoever. But he was more or less serviceable coming from a basically a draft bust, you know, situation. And I think a lot of that can be, you know, thanked to Patricia and the way he used him. And I think that if he can find a way to use Whitehead in similar ways, not necessarily the same, but to use what his strengths are in a better manner, I think we could get a lot more out of him than what we have seen. So in that sense, I'm not totally opposed to the idea of keeping him around, maybe signing him to a 2-year contract to see if they can't make him into something different that really, you know, focuses on what he does well. And he's a decent enough pass rusher, which is not something we've asked him to do. He's actually pretty good in man coverage. He's just terrible at zone coverage. So as long as you're not, you know, putting him out there trying to force him into an instinctual role when he is not a very good instinctual player, then you can use his assets. And he hits hard. He tackles relatively well. He's not great at shedding blocks, but I mean, there are things he does well. And if you can focus on finding ways to use what he does well, I think he could be a decent enough player. So in that sense, like I say, I'm torn because I'm not going to be upset if they move on from him. But I'm also going to be vaguely optimistic if they hang on to him that maybe they can figure out how to use him better.
Yeah, and if you look around, you mentioned Nigel Bradham. There's Zach Brown is also on the free agent market. A couple others that are possibilities.
Anthony Hitchens might be the other guy that I'm interested in too. But yeah. He's the one we have a dirty history with back from the Lions and Cowboys playoff game. Yes. He was the one who did not apparently commit defensive pass interference.
Yeah, well, don't forget we got Paul Warlow and Nick Ballore.
Right,
coming
right,
up as free exactly. agents as well, so there's possibly more holes to fill. That's why I'm kind of wary of letting Whitehead go. That being said, you know, with the change, I don't know if it's going to benefit him. And you know, I'm a trust Quinn, and right now I start with trust for Patricia, and hopefully he can continue to build it like Quinn has with me. If you want to look at the draft, there's a couple of opportunities there. Lorenzo Carter from Georgia, Jerome Baker from Ohio State, and maybe even Trey Williams from Auburn as an option. So there's options out there both in the draft and free agency. And you know, this is what Quinn's job is, to find out where the best place is to get the best player, to get the best job done. So it's a little bit of a puzzle, a little bit of an algebra equation to figure all that. But I believe in him. I trust in Quinn. Now we'll see if Mr. Patricia can make that quote-unquote hybrid defense as effective as it can be. All right, let's move on from that now. And there's I'm gonna let you explain this case, and I know I've had, you know, you said your throat's not feeling great, and you've been doing a lot of talking here, but this one is truly a good one to get a mod kind of perspective on it, because there's a little bit of behind the scenes, a little bit of talk. There is a big kind of survey that went out to the subreddit as well. But the Freep has managed to get their account suspended from the Detroit Lions subreddit. And maybe you could talk about the whys, the hows, and what to do's for folks that see great stuff from guys like Dave Burkett that continues to come out from the Freep, but maybe isn't posted by their by their account anymore.
Yeah. And I'll try to pull back the veil here and be as honest with you all as I can be, so you understand just everything that went on. Okay, so we had talked amongst the mods for our Detroit Lions about whether or not we felt that the articles that were posted by he who shall not be named were worthy of banning the entire Free website, not because there's nothing good that comes from there, but as a punitive measure, because they're disrespecting their readers, and I feel very strongly that they are.
Let's be, yeah, because I want to, let's make sure we talk about that part of it, Case, because it's, you know, again, Dave Burkett, love him, love what he writes, and even this guy who we don't name on the show, CM, if you follow on Twitter or see people talk about Twitter, they know, this guy is literally disrespecting the people who read the content, and he does it because it irritates people and it gets clicks out of them. It's a stupid strategy, and as bad as journalism has gotten over the last 7-8 years, however long you want to say that journalism has had its free fall in quality, this is the next step of destroying any kind of integrity and quality. And as users, as readers, as consumers of media and news, this kind of garbage time stuff just has to, we have to not click. We have to not give them the views. We have to show them that this is not the appropriate strategy to make money in the journalism business. We want, you know, real stuff, not his brand of, it's not, I don't even want to call it fake news, because that's a dumb, you know, whatever, politicized thing, but it is, right? It's all fake, manufactured garbage. You see it, I mean, there's other blogs, manufacturing shit. They're all, people are just, you know, making their own thing and trying to make news because evidently the world isn't interesting enough to just kind of report on what the fuck is happening. But this guy is just absolutely horrible in how he tries to manipulate clicks out of people, and is just not appropriate. It's not okay. And it, as you said, Case, it absolutely disrespects the reader and treats them like infantile fools. And I don't think people deserve that.
No. And so what we did, you know, most of you probably saw that we had a poll on the subreddit about whether or not people wanted to see us ban the entire website. Ultimately, while there was a majority in favor, we didn't feel that it was enough of a majority to take, you know, such a drastic measure, because obviously, like we said, there are other writers on the website that people appreciate. And we also, you know, we're not necessarily pro censorship. We're not, you know, we believe in, you know, letting people decide for themselves kind of thing. And it was none of our thought behind the potential of banning it had anything to do with censorship or anything like that. It was strictly to be like to try to send a message. And maybe that's, you know, delusions of grandeur in terms of what our impact might be. But at the same time, that was better than, you know, we felt that at least talking about it as an idea was better than doing nothing.
Well, and it starts a conversation that hopefully people take hold of. Hopefully people have enough self-respect that they look at this and say, we as consumers should not be treated like this. We should not be insulted in this way. And this, we expect more, especially from an institution that has over 100 years in the city. You know, this is, how far have we fallen, Detroit Free Press? How far have we fallen that we put this kind of garbage out there? I mean, whatever, you know, I think back to the papers when, and I know, you know, the black and white movies and stuff with the newspaper men with the fedoras with the press card on the top, right? Asking the hard questions, speaking truth to power and all this. And now you've got just literally a troll clickbait fool.
Yep.
This is how far the profession has fallen. And it's disrespectful. And it's like the turkey hole thing. Case, it gets me angry in the exact same way. Yep. A bunch of suits sat around for the turkey hole, coming up with something they thought would be controversial and start a comment, you know, give me, oh yeah, hashtag turkey hole. Oh boy, we got him now. That kind of thing irritates the hell out of me. And you see it, like I said, other blogs do it. You don't expect it though from an institution that used to be respected, like the Detroit Free Press, now known as the Freep. I commend you guys' decision. Again, people can still get to the content. It's just an account, right? That's
right.
That's,
we're not banning, submissions, although we are removing, articles from he who shall not be named. We didn't ban the website in general. And so, you know, if people link to that website, you know, that's fine. All we did was ban their account that they had set up on Reddit. And they messaged us in the mod mail. And I told them straight up, I was like, if you're going to treat your readers like this, then this is how we're going to treat you. So I was pretty open and honest with them. They did not directly respond to the criticism that I made against their particular writer. They just said, oh, well, we're sorry that you feel that way. And I told them, I linked them to the thread where the voting thread, the poll thread, and told them to read the comments in there. While there's a large, you know, number of comments in there saying, well, we probably shouldn't just ban them outright. Almost every comment in there is saying, but at the same time, fuck them and fuck him. So I wanted them to see that they have deeply, deeply offended many, many of their readers. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to drive traffic with that kind of material, because they probably are. And we have to recognize that the reality that they live in is that they want to drive traffic. And so that, you know, but there are consequences to that. And the consequence is you lose credibility. And when you lose credibility, you're going to lose a portion of your reader base. And that's, you know, I think that's the crucial thing. And I would hope, and once again, you know, delusions of grandeur here, that a good chunk of our listener base are people who would want to fight back against that. And like, I'm not trying to be, you know, like a martyr here or anything like that. I'm just saying do what you can, you know, as an individual. And that's, I feel like that's what we did. So we did what we could.
So I remember when the USA Today was brand new and it came out, it was a big splash, but it was funny because it was very colorful and kind of light compared to the old school news. And for them to buy out the Free Press just shows how things have gone. But if you look at their principles of ethical conduct, right, this is what they're all about. And let's just go through, I'll just go through the top line items. I won't go through the small stuff, but seeking and reporting the truth in a truthful way. I don't know that he is being truthful in the way he reports anything. I don't say anything because he's got a couple of articles where it is, but where he's pretty straightforward. But the general point is, no, this isn't a truthful way. This is deceitful in the way that he's reporting these things and putting them out. Serving the public interest. I would say that no, he isn't serving the public interest in any way. Exercising fair play, not the way they're treating the readers. But I think that's just, it's just really stupid. Maintaining independence, fine, they've done that. But the last one, acting with integrity. And I would say that is an absolute failure. And I'll talk about the last bullet point they have there. We will not alter your photos, da 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 da. Oh, to misrepresent events or mislead audiences. Well, guess what? That's what your whole shit is based on, CM. So, look, again, you're right. It's just Reddit. It's just a subreddit. It's, you know, it's not going to make or break this, I don't even know if it's a newspaper anymore, really, if you can call it that, it's a website. But, yep. I think, It definitely starts the conversation. And as consumers of information and people who may go to this website, you get the great with Dave Burkett, and then you get this other stuff that, I mean, I have to think that Burkett has to be a professional around, you know, with this guy and so on, but I bet it just grates on him that he has to see this kind of garbage just shoveled out over the next to his stuff. Right. He has to be associated with that stuff. I just want to say
to our listeners, like, I apologize, because like when people try to get, you know, holier than thou, it rubs me the wrong way as well. So like, I get that if you're turned off by, you know, us talking about that, but it's just one of those things that I feel very strongly about. And like, I just want you to, you know, ask yourself if you feel strongly about it. And if you don't, then don't bother, you know, paying attention to what we had to say about it. If you do, though, just please, you know, take it into account when you're, you know, traversing the interwebs.
It's one small topic of a much, much larger issue. And if you want to take, you know, and make it a thing that you care about, do that.
It's an easy way to, you know, make your voice matter by just non-participation in a specific area that, you know, you might otherwise be tempted to participate in.
Yeah. So if they don't get the clicks at it, they're not going to keep doing it. And that makes it better for everybody. And we'll leave it at that. Now, move on to the next topic, the NFL league schedule. There's some big dates coming up here within the next month that we want to just kind of talk about and touch on and get you guys aware of what's happening. And as we go forward, you know, you'll see why the dates that we're kind of slowing down here align the way they do. And then we'll have some very specific and important things to talk about as these things go on. So first off, February 20th coming up here. The first day to designate franchise or transition tagged players. What do you think about Ziggy? Is he going to get nailed on the 20th there, Case?
Probably not right away. Usually the guys who get tagged right away there are the ones that are kind of obvious. I'm not sure how many guys out there in the NFL are obvious this year, because you've got questions around guys like Le'Veon Bell and Kirk Cousins and things like that. But I'd be a little surprised if he got it right away. They've got, you know, about 2.5 weeks to designate franchise or transition tags. So my guess is, especially with the new coaching staff in there, they're going to take their time on that one. And if it happens, it'll probably happen much closer to the end of the deadline on March 6th.
Yeah, I'll never forget the question about Ziggy from the opening press conference. Hey, we got a new coach. Are you going to sign Ziggy? God, Dally's been here 3 hours. Come on, guys. All right. So from there, we move to February 27th through March 5th. Good times. The NFL Combine. Our man, The Riz, will be live every day at the Combine. He's going to give us some insight as to what he's seeing, what to look for. And this is really going to start honing in on what we're looking at in the draft based on how these guys do here. I mean, I'm really excited for the Combine this year. I'm still trying to get my magic dust going and see if I can get up there for the Combine. I got a friend, like I said, a friend who got me into the Shrine Game and stuff, and I'm hoping to utilize that friend, but she doesn't know if she's going to cover the Combine or not. So we'll see what happens there, but at least we have Riz. We got Riz to tell us everything that's going on there. It's an exciting
time. And we'll
try to
pop in, you know, with a take or two around that time. This year, like we've discussed, it's been so difficult, both with free agency and with draft picks, to really get a feel for what we expect the Lions to do. While I've felt that I understand Quinn a lot better than I did when he first came on and feel like I can predict him very well, this totally throws a whole, you know, the whole Patricia thing completely throws, you know, a different wrench into the works. And but that being said, with a little bit more time, we should be able to start narrowing down who we think are the and through the Combine, we should be able to kind of get an idea of more or less what direction we think the Lions are going in. So,
yeah, for sure. And it is really funny. And then the other part of it is with so many new coaches and assistant coaches in there, you know, we talked about our ability to coach players up. You know, Ron Prince being gone was pretty universally celebrated. Where are we going to be able to coach well? Maybe, and are where are going to be some of our weak spots to develop players? And that may weigh into some of the guys we keep, some of the guys we don't, how we draft, the free agents we sign, that kind of stuff as well. So you're right. It's a big blind spot as to how all these pieces are going to come together. And I think there's probably on the inside a little bit of a feeling out process going on there too. So it's going to be a very, very interesting year to see how all this comes together. We'll move on now. Moving to March 6th. At 4 p.m., that's the deadline to designate those franchise or transition tagged players. So look for all that action to come to a boil. Hopefully everyone's fax machines are working so we don't have a repeat of the Elvis Doomerville situation. Moving on, March 12th through the 14th, this is where things start really going. Teams can begin entering the contract negotiations with players who have options clauses.
So this is the quote unquote legal tampering period.
Right. This is where things start getting hot and heavy. This is where you're going to want to have your Twitter fine tuned because it's all going to start breaking there. Right. This is where all the news starts really blowing up.
Yeah. And it's where things get interesting. It won't. None of this will be official. Like I say, it's the legal tampering period from the 12th to the 14th. So at some point, it is like 4 p.m. on the 14th. All of a sudden, everything, you know, breaks loose and everybody can officially sign this, that, and the other thing. They've adjusted this, you know, over the last couple of years in terms of the rules because everybody was essentially breaking it anyway, and there was no way for them to, you know, punish everyone. But it just smooths things out.
Yep.
To be able to for the players, it helps them. For the teams, it helps them, so they're not trying to deal with everything all at once on the 14th at 4 p.m. It helps everyone out. And I don't know, given the Lions situation, it's tough to say whether or not some of our big questions will be answered by then or not. There are always surprises. Yep. Every year there's surprises. So last year I was shocked, absolutely shocked that Haloti Ngata was not released before the, you know, free agency started. And there's been many other, you know, things where I like woke up from a nap and saw Twitter was going crazy and that kind of thing. And that is one of my favorite times of the year, just for the sheer pandemonium that can come out. And while I see this as a, you know, a conservative team in terms of their moves, then again, if I'm comparing them to the Patriots, how many weird, crazy things have the Patriots done in free agency? So it's going to be an exciting time. There's going to be a lot of like ups and downs, I think. So,
yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, as we talk about the tampering period, that's something that, like, we had the Calvin Johnson rule. We'll think about maybe a Matt Patricia rule when it comes to hiring coaches from teams that make deeper runs into the playoffs or the Super Bowl, right? That's getting that all finalized. There, you need a better legal tampering period. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
for the coaching staff. So we'll see if we can get our name on another rule change. But let's talk about March 14th. This is, as Kay said, the big day. This is where everything explodes. All 2018 options must be exercised by 4 p.m. on the 14th of March. Also, qualifying offers for restricted free agents must be submitted in order for the team to retain the right of first refusal. So if they don't have the restricted free agent qualifying offers in, then they can't keep a player by beating somebody else's offer. So that's an important thing there. Minimum salary tender must be made to retain exclusive negotiating rights with players who have fewer than 3 accrued years of free agency credit. This is a way to get players who don't have a whole lot of time in the league, make sure that they can capitalize on whatever they can with whatever team they can. Also, all teams must be under the 2018 salary cap by 4 p.m. There were many years in the past in which the Lions were shaking in their boots, huge beads of sweat falling off their forehead as this date came up. But this year, it's a little bit different, isn't it, Case?
Yeah, we are in pretty good shape. We're sitting on an above average cap situation. Obviously, that can change in a heartbeat if they decide to, you know, extend Ezekiel Ansah or, you know, sign any of the big name guys. You mentioned the kind of the RFA situation. We have a few TJ Jones, who I expect them to keep on. He's been a solid number four. There's a question in terms of whether or not Brandon Copeland. Obviously, there was a little bit of a hype article that came out about him in terms of, you know, attempting a comeback. He's only 26. He could, you know, come back from that injury and do something. I mean, I wouldn't set my sights too high. We do have several exclusive rights free agents, Jace Billings, Kerry Hyder, Christian Ringo, who's I'm not familiar with.
He was the drummer.
Jake Rudock. Casey Redfern, various things, you know, that minor things that are going to be interesting. Zach Zenner is also a restricted free agent. So we'll get to see what happens with them. The chances are good that they won't need to bother tendering any of those guys, except with the possibility of TJ Jones. But we'll just have to find out.
TJ Jones is very tender. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So the salary cap, and let's move on. There's also on March 14th, the all 2017 contracts expire at 4 p.m. So if you don't hear news, people are going to become free at that point. Also, the 2018 league year and free agency begin at 4 p.m. So if that contract's expiring at 4 from 2017, you are a free agent right at that point, and you can run around. And, of course, the league year begins, which has a whole set of rules about how much people get paid if you cut their contract before or after the league year, all that kind of stuff. And then lastly, the other big news, the 2018 trading period begins at 4 p.m. So March 14th is a pretty eventful day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be taking the day off work and keeping my...
Pants off.
Phone on vibrate. Very, very vibrate.
Phone on, pants off. It's the only way to live. That's right. All right. Then lastly, one date, and we'll just punch this out here. It's a little bit further in the future. April 26th through the 28th is the NFL draft. Don't forget, on the 26th, we do our annual draft party. And I'm just telling you, this year is going to be bigger and better than ever. It's the likes of what you haven't seen. I'll just say that. We've got some huge plans. Got some really, really cool stuff going on. And I'll leave it at that. As we get closer, maybe we'll release some things that we're doing. And but just plan on the 26th to join us for the draft party. I think you are going to have a better time than you ever have with the NFL draft, other than being there. And so let's face it, we're cooler than Goodell anyway, so it's probably more fun with us. Anything to add to that, Case?
No, we're good.
All right, so that's it. This is the interim middle of our vacation time podcast for you guys. I think we had some good content to go over here, but without too much heavy lifting, right?
Yeah, real quick. We're skipping around the division this week, but I just want to throw out there that does sound like the Vikings have some interest in signing AJ McCarron as their quarterback, and I think that's like the best possible scenario. So we'll try to fill in on that as that story develops.
The Kirk Cousins rumor was terrifying to me.
Yeah, it was. But if you go back and I remember watching some of AJ McCarron stuff when I was hoping that we would sign Marvin Jones, which we ultimately obviously did. And he was terrible and constantly getting bailed out by his receivers. And if you want an example of that, go back and watch Marvin Jones's 2015 highlights. If you just Google that, there's a 12-minute video on YouTube that you can check out. And if you watch, obviously, Andy Dalton is number 14. I think AJ McCarron is something like number 9. And you can see on the jerseys when it changes and the significant difference in the kind of catches that Marvin Jones is coming down with. So anyway, watch that and then hope along with me that AJ McCarron is the new quarterback of the Vikings. So
yeah, for sure. And were you right about Marvin Jones having a little bit of a breakout in 2017?
Maybe a little bit.
I just want to give you that last chance to beat your chest because the league year is starting in 2018 shortly. That's going all by the wayside. All right. One last little message. Don't forget about us on Amazon. Head to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. You can click on that shop link. There's an Amazon link on the page as well. Also, SeatGeeks or to Fanatics to get all your sporting good gear. You know, you're going out to get your Lions gear or you're getting anything from Amazon, please make the stop at DetroitLionsPodcast.com and get to those sites from us. Just doing that, it gives them a cookie and lets them know you came from the podcast. It's a great way to support the podcast because they give us a kickback on your purchases. It doesn't cost you more, but they help us out. And it's a great way for you to do that without spending anything extra or going too far out of your way other than going to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. And you're going to be there anyway. There's great stuff. Got Brandon and Ash and all the guys kicking some awesome stuff out. So, all right, that's going to do it for this show. And we look for your involvement in the subreddit all the time. Don't forget about that. Use the comments to give us your feedback. We love it when you do that. Also, please don't forget about us on Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, or go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. We've got a rush of content, I'll call it, for the Patreon people. Even as little as $1 a month gets you in there. And we really appreciate you guys because, you know, you are the heart and soul of the show and you help us really build out what we're doing for this draft show. So thank you guys all for helping us out there. And if you're not there, please help join the Patreon people. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, and follow us on the Twitter machine at DET Lions Podcast. That's DET Lions Podcast. We are there with Case, and it's the best way to see Case
on ice.
Ooh, sexy. Give us a call via Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, Detroit Lions Podcast, or call us in the Lions line, 929-33-LIONS. That's 929-335-4667. It's leave a message no longer than 3 minutes or you get cut off, and we'll get you on the air. Also, go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com to subscribe to the podcast. That way, me and Case can come in your little box automatically. Who wouldn't want that? Thank you for tuning in. We're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. It's your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
Final seconds winding down, and look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show is over.
Hold on.
Jeff, are you taking a pee?
Filling my water, sorry.
Okay.
We're good.